Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to check out our website at www.bostonmobiledance.com. This podcast is sponsored by Boston Mobile Dance Studio, the studio that moves creatively. This is episode 5, My First Dance. All right, everyone, we are on the line with Chris and Linda Breedlove. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yeah.
Awesome. That's great. That's perfect. Yeah, got it. Woo. So Chris and Linda Breedlove, and this is a great couple, guys. You know, I met them last fall. Well, I knew Linda before from my dance class, but I met Chris last year, and they were getting ready for their wedding. And it was just fun to get together with them and bust a move and cut up a rug. And we learned some party dancing, party steps, and we also learned basic slow dancing. And I thought it was a fun experience. What do you guys think?
We had a great time with you. It was so cool that you came to our house, so we were totally comfortable. We didn't realize how much space we had. And, you know, your personality and the way that you kind of dealt with our awkwardness at first was great. And you made it feel like we were pros.
Nice. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
It was a wonderful experience. It was great. I'm pretty shy, and it's great that y'all can come out and start off when we're done.
Nice. And, you know, and it's interesting, you know, I would say, you know, I would love you to paint a picture of how it was with your dance, but this also was a couple that is on our website, bostonmobiledance.com, and if you look in the wedding section, you can see them as a couple, Chris and Linda dancing, and they look like, you look like you had a blast. The pictures were excellent.
Well, thanks. Yeah, Linda makes everything look easy.
Nice. There it is. Nice. Complimenting each other. I love it. Few questions for you. What do you love about dance? Both of you, one of you.
Yeah, Linda, you can go first.
I love dancing all my life. I was a very conservative kid growing up, and dancing was one of the few things that I felt like I was allowed to do that made me feel spontaneous and sometimes sexy, but also just some sort of, you know, release that I was allowed to do that wasn't, you know, some of the other things I wasn't allowed to do. And it made me feel really special when somebody, you know, somebody who was more shy would keep dancing and they would feel more comfortable and let loose. And you usually see a different side of somebody when they're dancing than any other time of life. And so I think it's really cool to do that.
Nice. How about you, Chris?
Mine's probably a lot simpler. That was fantastic. Maybe mine's more generic. Linda and I have a lot in common, but dancing together, having someone to show us, like, you know, the moves, and then being able to do it on our own and dancing together, it really brings us closer. Mm. And something that we both really enjoy. And it's taken us really a lot of places and experiencing new things on a lot of levels. And it's really exciting. And it's very, it can be sensual, it can be fun, it can be crazy, it can be everything, all in one, in like 5 minutes or less. I don't know, it's a wonderful thing. It brings us both, and that's why I appreciate it all.
Nice.
And,
nice. Great answers. Those are two fantastic answers. And Chris, I gotta say, I'm taking your answer. When you said it takes us different places, I'm gonna use that. Do you mind if I use that?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I'm gonna use that, and I'm gonna make that one of my goals this year, to let dance take me to different places. As a dancer, you know, I don't think about that, but I love that because it reminds me of adventure, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Great, awesome. Yeah. Now take us to the night. Let's bring it back a little bit. Take us back to the time of your reception, your wedding day, your reception. Okay, it's your first dance. Like, how did you feel after your first dance?
I felt like the most beautiful woman in the world. I actually could feel everybody's love and happiness just sort of all around me. And I didn't really care what we looked like in the sense of, you know, did we look good dancing? I was just, I just felt like a beautiful moment of clarity and joy.
Mm.
And being able to, we already did the work of practicing and doing all of that. So the day came and it was just like everything came together. And I felt great.
Nice. What about you, Chris?
Honestly, it's a moment I'll never forget. I think probably a lot of guys on their first dance or wedding night, wedding day, feel that way. But I don't recall anybody being there when we were dancing. It was like we were all alone, and just she and I. And it is one of the top three moments of my life. Number one being nature.
Nice.
And yeah, it was amazing. It really was.
Nice. I love it. As I give these interviews and I talk to people more about dance, it's such a basic thing, but it's amazing to see how much it does for people and how much it, I know Linda mentioned it earlier, the first question, it brings people together, you know, it's such a common language, you know, and that's so inspiring.
Yeah.
Here's an interesting question. What moves did you learn? What kind of examples of moves did you learn? Of course, I was there, but, you know, we're going to let the listeners kind of get some insight on what you did.
Yeah. For the wedding, we learned a couple of moves from you. First was the basic ballroom dancing, and also specifically how to deal with a very slow song where it was so slow almost that you had to, you know, make up the time in between the beats with doing something, you made us feel so comfortable that we could sort of just take our time with it. So we learned the actual, you know, steps of ballroom dancing to the specific song for our wedding, and then we learned some line dances that could do with, like, the whole crowd at the wedding, and that was so much fun because, you know, you can learn some of them just from watching YouTube videos or something like that, but we didn't really get it until you showed us the steps.
Yeah.
So, and then on the day of the wedding, it was so much fun because the two of us were like experts.
Nice.
At those dances, and everybody else was following us. I mean, I don't know about Chris, but I felt so, that was such a cool feeling.
Nice.
We were Hollywood.
We were Hollywood, exactly.
Like Hollywood, like superstars. Woo! Love it.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my goal, you know. I mean, as a wedding couple, you know, you're the life of the party. You're the reason why people come together. But if you can be that way on the dance floor and do some cool moves, you know, and they don't even have to be perfect, just kind of just having fun and letting loose and getting your groove on, it kind of draws people in. You're the light. You're also the life of the party in that element as well. And that was the goal. I love it. So great to hear. Nice. Another question for you. What do you think is more important, to get the dance steps right or to have fun?
To have fun, absolutely.
Yeah, have fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Have fun. And everything else will fall into place, right?
Yes. Yes. And you can need the cowboy boots too, right, Chris?
Oh, but, you know, it'll come together.
That's our joke right there. Chris had cowboy boots on, and he I saw the boots. They looked so cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
And he didn't sit on my feet.
Nice. I love it. And it's cool because, you know, you like even going back to the first dance and dancing slow and taking your time, one thing I'm learning and I teach my students is that if you take your time and go slow, even if you go slower than the beat, you feel more natural, but if you go faster, you can come across as nervous. And so even if you feel nervous, if you dance slower, it's kind of like, okay, take a moment and breathe. And then you take your time with it, and it's more natural for you. That's what I think that's one of my biggest lessons for last year in teaching people, you know?
Yeah. And as soon as somebody feels that nervousness, like they made a mistake, and their body, you can see it in their body immediately. But if you just kind of have that confidence and, like you said, focusing on having fun rather than the steps.
Yes.
You can do a lot wrong, and it still looks great. And you feel great, too, you know?
Nice.
As long as nobody slams on your foot, of course.
nice. And Linda, you also brought a cool point, too. You mentioned that you don't also look great, but you feel great. You know, so it's like certain movements you do can also create a feeling. You know, it's so deep. Like with movement, if you, like that principle of taking your time and being slow, you eventually get that feeling of, oh, okay, I got this. And it's like a confidence. It's like a swag, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really cool.
One of the coolest things you did was you recorded us while we were dancing after we had practiced a few times, and when I finally saw what we looked like dancing together, I didn't realize that we looked so good and looked so natural, and it was so heartwarming that that's the way we looked. You know, I didn't even realize, but it was really cool that you did that.
Nice. Thank you for that input. I'm going to use that. So I'm going to really, and in the future, when I'm teaching people, I'm also going to really encourage that for people to film themselves. Because it's good if you could study yourself out. It's uncomfortable, but if you could watch yourself and like, you know what, that, I could do this. That wasn't that bad. All right. Oh, we could fix that. But you know, hey, that looks great, you know?
Yeah.
So here's another question I have for you. Do you have a message for other couples in terms of dance and creativity, as for when it comes to preparing for their weddings? Any kind of message, like what can encourage them as they're getting ready for their wedding?
Yeah, I would say getting this lesson with you in the mobile dance studio was probably one of the top decisions we made for this wedding, because, you know, there's so many things going on. There's so many decisions, emotions, family, all this kind of stuff. But to me, the dancing and what you do during the wedding, that's the thing that you do the most of during the wedding. And so having that confidence and that foundation, you know, between me and Chris made the wedding so much fun, you know. And it was like, you know, yeah, you know, I felt good. We had the dress. We had all this stuff ready. But it was like we actually enjoyed the wedding itself, which I think a lot of couples miss out on, because they're focused on all these other little details, which in the end really don't matter. But we will never forget the feeling of dancing together and enjoying ourselves with all of our loved ones. And so, you know, I guess my best advice is to just remember that the details will work themselves out. And this is one thing that you could do to kind of even have a foundation for your marriage, to have something fun that you can do together and interact with each other in this positive way. And it's a beautiful thing. So that's my advice.
Nice.
I agree with that. I think the best thing about it, you know, for us, the wedding experience, the dancing and being, you know, the little bit of planning and preparing and, you know, reaching out to y'all is, I think, probably one of the greatest things that we did, that Linda did, and, you know, we did it together, and it was really the binder, it wound up being the binder of the party, of the wedding, and the binder of the wedding, you know, everyone dancing and having a wonderful time, and it was great to see all that, and, yeah, it was wonderful.
Nice. Well, hey, thank you so much for your time, Chris and Linda. It was a blast dancing with you. I know, I'm confident of this. We will dance together again. We have to.
Yeah.
We have to. A party or something. You guys got to have a cookout or something. Then I'll come and dance with you guys.
Hey, sounds great.
Sounds great?
We're free tonight if you want. You can bring the kids.
Okay. Barbecue it is. Barbecue chicken. Awesome. Well, thanks, guys. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Creative Living, the podcast that talks about living creatively. Don't forget to visit us at www.bostonmobiledance.com. And don't forget to move creatively.